Well, let's get this party started. It's the inaugural 7 and 7 weekly AMA kind of thing, except it's not AMA because I'm just gonna tell you stuff. Hi, I'm Superb Mess. I'm here to talk about 7 out of the very many of my kinky brain stuff. So just like starting at the top of the list, I noticed that I went through it and I was like, oh, this, that, and then I thought, like, actually tons of this stuff just overlaps, you know, like things are not discrete. I mean, sometimes they're discrete, but mostly, for example, clothed female, nude male, that's like its own little category. Like, cool, yeah, I'm into that. At the same time, it plays into my love of exhibitionism and being caught and potentially voyeurism stuff, right? And then that in itself overlaps into like stockings and wearing clothing that is like accessible but publicly acceptable. So all these things become part of their own little occupation of space in my brain around what's sexy and how I want to do it. Moving down the list, I see there's this various list of combinations of bodies and bodies getting sweaty with each other. And I will say I have been with some people in various combinations in my life. And, you know, if I was a bucket list, I have not yet. And this seems funny to me, but I have not yet been with two cis dudes or more at a time. And that is the fantasy is strong with that one. You might be hearing doors in the background. And I was jokingly saying to Tess, like, oh, I'm going to record at work because it's part of my exhibitionism thing, but it's mostly just functional because I have some time. And now it's the time. So, don't worry, I'm not inflicting my kink on my unwitting coworkers. The door is closed. I also discovered that there's a word for a thing that I liked to do for a long time before there was a word that I knew about it, because I wasn't really involved in, like, I don't know, mainstream straight porn culture. In the way that I didn't know the lingo and the various abbreviations. So J-O-I became part of my lexicon some time ago, mostly as a result of being in GWA world, Gone Wild Audio world, for some time. But I always knew for way long before that happened that I kind of felt like a scientist. Like, I want to know what happens when you're turned on and coming, or about to, or being made to, and also, like, what stimulus equals what response. So there would be a whole piece there about, I'm going to try this on you, I'm going to experiment with that, just because I want to, and, you know, my willing subject would be happily participating. But for me, that's part of the switchiness, I guess, where I'm like, what happens when I press this button? What happens when I apply this kind of pain or pleasure? Wow, time moves fast. DP, hi. I had a real affliction with Bad Dragon stuff for a while. It got bad. It got really good, though. Double penetration. And, like, again, falling into this, like, fisting, to me, isn't kinky necessarily. I was into that as a just fucking, because it feels good, but it never felt like kink, You know, it didn't have that flavor. But there it is on the list. Yeesh. I hate these terms, you know, like size queen and all the shit. Like, I hate it. It's so, so arbitrary. Oh, kind of dehumanizing. It makes people into just like categories, and that fucks, and that's stupid. So, moving into further categories of things that I didn't know existed, but I always was into. This, I feel like, yeah, I'm not gonna get into my whole history, but there's like, yeah, okay, here it goes. Pet play. So, yeah, kids feels like an extension of like little space and brattiness. And I would say I'm never a brat when I'm in submission. But I would verge towards that in terms of like, it's fun and cute and feels that way. And, orgasm control. I like it. I like doing it to other people, especially. And forced orgasms, I like having done to me. Ooh, I like it a lot. And then I want to spend a little bit of time talking about sleep play and drugs. I like drugs. I used to like drugs a lot. The idea of being willingly unable to consent and 100% willing to consent to that. It's definitely dangerous territory and has been like a good place for me to explore. And, you know, take all the precautions, kids. Thanks, Tess. Thanks, everyone who's listening. And I look forward to hearing yours. Bye.